The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Aria Doe and her husband started the Action Center for Education and Community Development to serve the community in Far Rockaway, Queens, a community of New York City where many of the residents live at 200% below the poverty line. Aria remembers the desperation and light that came from her community when Hurricane Sandy struck.
We have been doing it for 12 years when, lo and behold, the ocean met the bay, and the 100,000 residents that we served were hit with water on all sides, and we had thousands of babies who were in their cribs even 4 or 5 days later with wet, soggy diapers. And we had some of the students who were students in our after-school programs drinking out of fire hydrants. And we had parents in despair. And because of the work my husband and I did, we had to set up shop as a beacon to help this poor community. The most difficult memories from that time, it wasn't the battles. Actually, I think the battles sustained us, and we found our strength in having to be strong for others and in those who came to help. Our motto was act now, cry later, because we found ourselves in a position that none of us had ever even imagined ourselves in, responsible not just for enhancing lives, which is what we had done previously, but we found ourselves in a position to where our presence literally meant life or death to so many people. And our being there kept hundreds alive. We sent 26 to the emergency room, with three of them in full cardiac arrest. And we gelled as a team, where it didn't matter what your hue was, what your financial status was, what your orientation was, what your religion and non-religion was. All that mattered was that we were human beings, and we were human beings in need. And we held our breaths until on April 26th, we lost a 42-year-old woman who walked out of the center after getting her provisions, and she dropped down dead outside of the center from a massive heart attack. That was the absolute lowest point. The brightest point of hope is still going on now. When you look at where we were 2 years ago, we were a community that had been knocked off our feet. We couldn't even crawl. Neighbor didn't know neighbor. No one trusted anyone. There wasn't enough food to eat, enough clothes for kids. This year, I would say we're on our feet, but we're not running. We have residents who are on the front lines who were devastated, who are in our lines asking for help, and they're giving help back. Who can now say to you, here's where we need help. Here's where you can help us. Thank you for being here. Let me show you what the garden that I made. Let me show you what I've been doing. Let me show you here's where all of our medical relief. But the community has built in resilience, and the community is starting to be self-empowered. It is amazing. It really is amazing. And it gives me hope.
Since 2001, the Action Center has provided education to 10,000 Rockaway residents through programs such as after-school, adult remediation, and job training. They've brought health, legal, family, and support services to over 66,000 and continue to feed 3,000 per month. People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impact Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.